Hi, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
I'm Elsie. So yesterday we talked about the important statue that France gave it to the U.S. as a gift to celebrate its 100th birthday. 同学们还记得雕像的名称吗？没错，就是 The Statue of Liberty, 自由女神像。
Now, we also talked about a few of the parts of the statue. We mentioned the torch, a symbol of enlightenment. We talked about the chain on the feet, the broken chain.
断掉了铁链。
And one of the things we didn't really talk about was the crown. Now, what can you tell us about the crown of the statue?
这个自由女神像呢，头上呢还有戴着象征七大洲还有五大洋的七道尖芒的皇冠哦。What a wonderful and meaningful design, right?
That's right, and we can see the statue in New York City, USA. We're going to learn a lot more about it today, so let's go ahead and get into today's article.
What Lady Liberty stands for?
The Statue of Liberty doesn't only stand for freedom in the U.S. It has come to signify freedom for people around the world. The statue now draws in millions of visitors every year. People can take boats to her home at Liberty Island. Then they can climb the stairs in the statue. With a special ticket, they can enter the top of Lady Liberty.From there, you can see the whole New York City skyline. The Statue of Liberty has appeared in many movies, television shows, and other works. Most importantly, she'll always be a symbol of freedom.
Word power!
Boat. Boat. Samuel rowed the boat to the shore. Samuel rowed the boat to the shore. Climb. Climb. One of Victor's life goals is to climb Mount Everest. One of Victor's life goals is to climb Mount Everest. Ticket. Ticket.You need to show your ticket before you board the train. You need to show your ticket before you board the train. Symbol. Symbol. Taipei 101 is a symbol of pride for Taiwan. Taipei 101 is a symbol of pride for Taiwan.
The article begins today by saying the Statue of Liberty doesn't only stand for freedom in the U.S.
文章一开始提到呢，自由女神像不只象征美国的自由。Then what else does it stand for? I'm curious.
Yeah, me too. It goes on to say it has come to signify freedom for people around the world. The word signify, it's similar to stand for or to represent. It just means it represents different things. In this case, it makes people think of freedom, the ability to live free.
原来啊，它还象征了全世界人们的自由。Signify 象征，还有一个片语也是象征的意思，同学们还记得吗？就是我们昨天所提过的片语 stand for something， 象征某个事物。Why is it considered the symbol of freedom for people around the world?
Because when people used to immigrate or come from another country to the United States, this was the first symbol of the United States and of their new life that they would have seen. So before, it was mostly for immigrants to see coming into New York City. Now it's kind of a tourist site. So the article explains the statue now draws in millions of visitors every year.
为什么 The Statue of Liberty 还象征了全世界人们的自由呢？除了当初的移民来到美国之外啊，文章接下来提到啊，自由女神像目前每年吸引了数百万计的游客 visitors。那在这边跟同学们补充哦 ，millions of 叫做数以百万计的，后面要加一个可数的复数名词。再来呢，我们还有数以千计的，同学们知道怎么说吗？就是 thousands of。接下来还有数以百计的，也就是 hundreds of。 So the Statue of Liberty now is a vacation spot.
That's right. It's a tourist spot. It's one of the must-sees of New York City. People can take boats to her home at Liberty Island. Now, of course, a boat is just a vehicle that travels across water. So if you want to go see the Statue of Liberty, you have to go to Liberty Island and go by boat.
人们可以搭船呢到 Liberty Island 自由岛来看自由女神像。Boat 是船的意思，搭船呢我们说 take a boat， 动词我们用 take take 这个字。那划船怎么说呢？赶快来看一下例句吧。
For example, we could say Samuel rowed the boat to the shore. Samuel rowed the boat to the shore.
例句提到呢 ，Samuel 划船到岸边。Row a boat 就是划船的意思，动词我们用 row, row。不过呢，要看自由女神像，不一定要搭船去自由岛。像老师我之前呢，就站在美国纽约曼哈顿港边眺望这座雕像，虽然距离比较远，但是还是可以省一些船票钱咯。Joe, I've never taken a boat to the Statue of Liberty, have you?
I have never done that. I've never been to New York City, but it's definitely on my list of places to go, and I'll have to check out the Statue of Liberty for sure.
And I wonder, is there anything special that we can do there on the island?
Well, let's find out about some things you can do there. The article says, then they can climb the stairs to the statue. To climb means to go up something towards the top.
文章接下来提到呢，到了岛上之后啊，人们还可以爬上在自由女神像的阶梯 ，climb 攀爬 ，climb a mountain 爬山是我们最常听到的片语。不过同学们注意到哦 ，climb 字尾 b 是不发音的，我们念作 climb， 最后嘴巴要记得合起来哦 ，climb climb。
Let's take a look at our example sentence for the word climb. We could say one of Victor's life goals is to climb Mount Everest.One of Victor's life goals is to climb Mount Everest.
例句提到呢 ，Victor 的其中一个目标就是去爬 Mount Everest， 珠穆朗玛峰，也就是世界第一高峰咯。Back to the article, it sounds really cool to climb in the statue. Can we go to the top of the statue and stand on its head?
Stand on its head? You mean like where the crown is?
Yeah.
Just walk around on top? I'm not sure. Let's find out. It says with a special ticket...They can enter the top of Lady Liberty. Okay, maybe you can't, like, dance on her head or something. But if you have a ticket, you can go up to the top of Lady Liberty. A ticket is a printed piece of paper which shows you have paid to enter a place, like a theater, a cinema, or you can travel on a bus or a plane. Usually, if you have to go somewhere, travel somewhere, you need a ticket.
所以我们还真的可以进入自由女神像的顶端哦。只要有特别的票，人们是可以进入自由女神像的顶端。Ticket, 票。看电影要买票，现在好像做什么事情都要买票。For example, I need to buy a ticket to the movie. 做某事的票券。A ticket to something. 记得我们的介系词用的是 to, T-O.
We could also say you need to show your ticket before you board the train. You need to show your ticket before you board the train.
我们的例句说啊，你要上火车之前呢、啊，需要出示你的火车票。I bet you can have a wonderful view to the city on the top of the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, you can. The article says from there you can see the whole New York City skyline.A skyline is just the outline of all the big buildings that you would see if you were viewing the city, like from far away or from somewhere that's very high up, just like the shadows or the outline of all the big buildings of a city.
文章提到呢，在那里啊，你可以看见整个纽约市的天际线 skyline. 所谓的 skyline 天际线就是各建筑物在天空映衬下的空中轮廓线。
Of course, the Statue of Liberty is very famous. In fact, the article says the Statue of Liberty has appeared in many movies, television shows, and other works.
接下来呢，文章提到，自由女神像呢，出现在许多电影、电视，还有其他的作品当中。Because once we see the statue, we can know the setting of the movie or the show is in New York City, right?
That's right.
看到自由女神像呢，我们就可以知道，不管是电影或电视，它的背景不是在美国，就是特别在美国的纽约市。
So the Statue of Liberty is very famous. She's a movie star, but most importantly, she'll always be a symbol of freedom. Remember the word symbol, it just means to stand for or to represent something.
文章最后提到呢，最重要的是啊，它永远会是自由的象征。Most importantly, 最重要的是，跟我们昨天文章当中出现的 more than anything 都可以摆在句首，带出最重要的事情是什么。另外呢，我们还可以说 most important of all。这个也是最重要的意思 是什么哦？所以呢，把这三个片语把它记起来，之后我们写文章的时候呢，就可以把它用上去。再来呢 ，symbol 是什么意思 ？What does symbol mean, Joe?
Symbol is someone or something that represents a particular quality or ideal. Now let's learn how to use this word by looking at a very important symbol of Taiwan. We could say Taipei 101 is a symbol of pride for Taiwan.Taipei 101 is a symbol of pride for Taiwan.
Symbol 是象征的名词。我们今天呢，最后的例句提到呢，台北101是象征台湾的骄傲。A symbol of something, 某事物的象征。我们这边再跟同学复习一下了。Symbol 是名词象征。那我们学到的 signify, 或者是这个片语 stand for, 都是象征的意思。然后是动词跟动词片语，动词是 signify, 动词片语是 stand for。另外再跟同学们补充一个字叫做 symbolize, symbolize, symbolize 也是动词象征的意思哦。What else is a symbol of Taiwan apart from Taipei 101, Joe?
I think the mountains are a symbol of Taiwan, Alishan or something
like that.
Yeah, that one too.
Yushan?
Those are beautiful mountains.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of when I think of Taiwan, the beautiful green mountains. And of course, Taipei 101 too.
Yeah.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of day two of our article all about the Statue of Liberty. We're almost out of time today for A-plus English, but before we leave you, let's go to our wrap-up.
Joe, we've mentioned that the designer of the statue is a French called... Do you still remember his name?
Frederick Bartholdt, I think, is his name.
Bartholdi, right?
Yes.
Do you know that... He used his mother's face as a model for Lady Liberty's face?
I didn't know that. That's interesting. So I guess he just said, okay, Mom, come over here. I'm designing this thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a statue. It's kind of important, but just sit there. Don't move. I'm just going to use you as a model. Don't worry. Probably not very many people will see it. It's not a big deal.
设计师巴特勒迪呢是用他母亲的脸来设计自由女神像的脸部表情哦。And I've read that at that time of its erection, the statue, which measures about 300 feet, was the tallest man-made structure in the United States.
That's right. Back then, that was the biggest thing you could possibly see in the whole country in the United States. And you think about 300 feet...Nowadays, that's not very impressive. We'd say, okay, yeah, that's pretty big. But of course, Taipei 101 is much bigger than that.
Yeah.
We have the Burj Al Dubai, which is the tallest building in the world in Dubai now. That's way taller than that. But back then, this was the biggest thing going, the most impressive structure.
自由女神像呢完工的时候啊大约是300英尺高是美国当时最高的人造雕像那当然现在不比我们的台北101也不比杜拜的这个什么帆船饭店对不对 OK, I think it's time for us to say goodbye. Don't forget to listen to our program. I'm Elsie.
And I'm Joe.
Bye.
Goodbye.
A-plus 小聚会
Could you call me a taxi, please?
Could you call me a taxi, please?
Ah, 等一下就要登机了，快要赶不上飞机了。We're going to be late. 对了，坐计程车应该比较快吧？问问看饭店人员。Could you call me a taxi, please? 可以麻烦你帮我叫计程车吗？或是我们也可以把句尾的 please 移到句子中间 Could you please call me a taxi? 平常如果要搭计程车就可以说 take a taxi 我想要搭计程车就可以这么说 I'd like to take a taxi 计程车司机就直接在 taxi 后面加上 driver， 就是 taxi driver 啦。当然，计程车除了可以说 taxi 外，还有另一种说法 cab。现在其实很多饭店都有协助叫车的服务，就算不是入住的客人，也是可以请饭店人员帮忙哦。另外，说到计程车，你们有没有在百货公司门口或是在火车站附近看到大排长龙的计程车在等待客人开门上车呢？那个地方就叫做 taxi stand 或是 cab stand。 结束以前，让我们再复习一下今天的句子。Could you call me a taxi, please? 下次在饭店如果需要这项服务时，就派得上用场咯。小聚会我们下次见，拜拜。
Could you call me a taxi, please?
Could you call me a taxi, please?
Chit chat.
表姐 ，Hold on， 啊 ，Hold 啊，你是要我拿什么？不是 ，Hold on 是等等的意思啦。
Hold on 在口语常用来表示稍待一会，比方说呢，像是大家都已经准备要出门了，你却突然想到啊，我忘了拿什么东西。这时候呢，我就会请大家说 Hold on, let me get my wallet， 意思就是等一等，我去拿一下我的钱包。另外呢， Hold on 还可以用来表示当你听到或者是看到某一个怪怪的或是有趣的事情的时候，就会说等等等等，你看你看，或是你听你听，这样的意思哦。像是有一天我跟表姐正在逛街的时候，我们就看到一位神秘女子正在跟 Johnny 讲话，我就跟表姐说 Hold on a minuteWho's that girl talking to Johnny? 刚刚大家有没有发现我说 Hold on a minute? 常常在口语上我们可以说 Hold on a second 或是 Hold on a moment， 还有刚刚的 Hold on a minute， 就像我们中文的等等等一下哦。所以在接电话的时候常常会说 Hold on a moment 来表示请对方等一下下，马上就好咯。不过大家，你们却不知道 Hold on 后面如果接上了 to， 再接上人或者是东西，竟然有着握紧什么的意思哦。比方像是 Hold on to my arm， 就是表示握紧我的手背。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Hold on 就是表示等等等一下，像是我们请对方不要挂上电话常会说 Hold on a second or Hold on a minute 或者是 Hold on a moment。不过你知道吗？ Hold on to something 竟然是表示握紧什么东西的意思哦。
What Lady Liberty stands for?
The Statue of Liberty doesn't only stand for freedom in the U.S. It has come to signify freedom for people around the world. The statue now draws in millions of visitors every year.People can take boats to her home at Liberty Island. Then they can climb the stairs in the statue. With a special ticket, they can enter the top of Lady Liberty. From there, you can see the whole New York City skyline. The Statue of Liberty has appeared in many movies, television shows, and other works. Most importantly, she'll always be a symbol of freedom.
Boat. Boat. Samuel rowed the boat to the shore. Samuel rowed the boat to the shore. Climb. Climb. One of Victor's life goals is to climb Mount Everest. One of Victor's life goals is to climb Mount Everest. Ticket.Ticket. You need to show your ticket before you board the train. You need to show your ticket before you board the train. Symbol. Symbol. Taipei 101 is a symbol of pride for Taiwan. Taipei 101 is a symbol of pride for Taiwan.